They're called the Instituto Superior del Arte, and they're kind of on the outskirts of Havana. I'd heard about these schools because my photography teacher had studied there. He had described them as kind of like the RISDs of Havana, where the top students go, and kind of had to not sneak in exactly. We were accompanied by a former student who had studied, I believe, sculpture there too, but there was no one there on this rainy day. So if anybody were to go to these schools, they would probably think that they're entirely abandoned. They were built in 1961 on what was formerly this golf course. And one day, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara were having a round of golf, and this was kind of at the dawn of the revolution. And they thought, to kind of bolster the Cuban art scene, that they would build just a grand school where the top students would go and just produce art reflective of Cuban culture. And so, lo and behold, a couple years later, the project was finished, or nearly finished. The architecture was kind of remarkable and unprecedented in that they were these rounded domes. They looked very much inspired by Gaudi from Spain, and just very atypical of colonial style that had been in the country before. But sure enough, once the Soviets kind of came into the country and financially supported the revolution and the architecture within the city, they denounced this, what was pretty elaborate architecture, to be excessive and not align with these new Cuban values of kind of industrialism and socialism. The construction stopped on these schools and has been halted ever since. These striking shells of themselves, especially the ballet school, you walk into this amphitheater and it's just kind of this concrete pit, garbage inevitably left over from people who have come and gone. But they're completely deteriorating. And the remarkable part is that they're still being used. There's still students who go to ISA, as they call it. So I think it kind of represents and goes to show, despite their condition, art is still upheld in Cuba as a subject that doesn't, I think, rely on the infrastructure. The idea of the schools was so built out of space, too, and like what the space conveys. Like, just for example, the music school and the ballet school are separated by this small river, and that was intentional so that when musicians practice in the music school, it could be heard from the ballet school. For me, this was kind of a way to document what could not be there. There's no guarantee that, you know, despite Americans coming in and more money and more just, again, interest, this could just be kind of a testament to the recent past and one that is still important in shaping the Cuban art scene today.